now, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise the Lord, beloved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How do you do? How do you do? This is Apostle William Foster calling here from the Blog Talk Radio Network and with Total Recovery Healing Ministries, the God of recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. I do trust and pray that you all have had a wonderful week and a greater weekend, and pray that you're going to have a greater week to come. Today we want to kind of talk about the peace, having the peace and the power of God that rests, reigns, and rules down on the inside and abides with us. Jesus, Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, we come to you thanking you for your glory, thanking you for your understanding, thanking you for your power. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, God. Lord, we appreciate you and we understand, Father, that without you we could be nothing and could do nothing. Father, we love you. We appreciate you for all things and we glorify your wonderful, most holy, high name. Now, God, we pray that you look down on us, God, that you, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart that you have created be acceptable in thy sight and thy strength. Oh, God, you are our strength and our redeemer. We appreciate you for your love. Lord, I pray that you open up our ears, our hearts and minds and understanding to the will, way, work, and wisdom of your word. Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray and give you thanks. Bless God today, amen. All right, today, praise God. He said, no peace. When you have no peace, then you have no power. But if you know God, then you know the peace of God, then you know the power of God. Yes. And there are many things that we have to do to come up to the mindset and the heart set to know where the Lord is. He said, any man come after me, he will deny himself and to me and do the thing that are acceptable and pleasing in my sight. He will take up his cross and follow me. He know that I am the God, I am the keeper, I am the way, the truth, and the light. I have the reason that you are alive. I know where you are and I know where you're going to be when I bring you out. All right, I have quite a few scriptures we want to kind of cover and run through. Jesus, but we're going to get to where we got to go. Today we kind of want to study and look at the book of Colossians and look at the very first chapter. And we want to talk about verses 11 and start at 11 or 9, I'm sorry, verse 9. And begin to see what he says. He said, there was a time where we know that we were lost and we were subject to fail with everything we have within us without him. And he said, well, hold on. You don't know my peace. You don't know the power. You don't know the fellowship of my suffering. You don't know me because you haven't learned of me. You don't know where I am. And, he said, you know, I hear people say all the time, well, when you can't trust God, you can trust him. But how can you trust someone whom you never really have read of or received, even if you have read of them, because something happened in your life that was a mistrial and caused you to be have misfortunes of some kind in your life. Well, David began to talk to Solomon along with some of David's other friends, Asaph and Misha and all of these people. They were beginning to tell Solomon about some things concerning life. And David said, okay, well, son, there are some places that you're going to go, some people that you're going to encounter, some things that you're going to deal with in this life. But you got to understand that no matter where you go, no matter where you are and who you're dealing with, you cannot show respect to person because you prayed the prayer and said, God, give me your wisdom, give me your judgment, give me your, God, your soundness of speech and heart that I may be able to judge these so many people that you put before me. He said, okay, now you ask for these things, so therefore you have to see the consequence or the repercussions that come with them because it's not a hard thing from God, but it's a smart thing from God. Jesus, he said, so David, I need you to understand something. He said, get wisdom. Here we are right there. Get wisdom. He said, yes, so get wisdom because wisdom is the principal thing. but in all thy getting understanding. Oh, Jesus. Well, how can I have an understanding? How can I have the wisdom, oh, God, to use? And if I don't understand how to use the wisdom, then I'll be lost without God. Well, there was a time, well, in the Old Testament, they didn't really too much know about, oh, God, the things of God. They knew God on a personal level, on a personal growth spiritual, oh, God, span of time. But he didn't reveal himself to everybody the same way. To some, he revealed himself as Jehovah. Some, he revealed himself as the Almighty God. Some, the I Am that I Am. And some, just God. And some, just the Lord. But in any case, he understood. David even understood being the granddaddy, so to speak, of Jesus Christ. He understood what it was that it took to teach his son, our God, the things of God. Thank you, Jesus. And now we come to this part of our life in this scripture where Paul is talking to his young men, children of God. He's telling Titus and Tychicus and Timothy. He's telling, oh, God, some of the other people at Colossians, what you need to do and what he's doing. He said, now in this scripture, what is it, Colossians, the first chapter, verse 9, he said, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Notice what Paul had tried to hype in the understanding of the people. He said, look, get your mind out of just the old way. Yes, the old scroll does work. Yes, the old scroll is a tool to use. But I'm trying to get you to understand something. You have to know God on a different level. Notice I said, no peace, there is no power. In old peace, then you have in old power. But if you K-N-O peace, then you K-N-O-W peace, then you K-N-O-W the power of God. And he's saying there's a different level of prayer, a different level of understanding, a different level of wisdom and knowledge that we have to be on to get to reach the things of God, to grow thereby to help the people that we come in contact with. Oh, Paul began to let them know. He said, there is a place where God wants you to go to a high, oh God, destination in him. He said, you know, low is the way. You got to come humble as a child, but there are times when you have to come bold enough to understand. You got to come to higher heights so you can reach deeper depths in God. Oh, God is so profound to me. Oh, Jesus, he began to go on and say in verse 11, he said, oh God, he said, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers, or has made us qualified, per se, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now I begin to read the scriptures and understand what Jesus was saying and also what David was saying. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He restored my soul. So if he has given me this word, and Jesus came back and said, he said, okay, I am the way, the truth, and the light. So if he's restoring my soul and laying me down in green pastures, he's showing me that there is a lifespan that God wants to work with me in. Oh, God, he wants to show me, oh, God, that he is building up me in my most holiest faith and confidence, oh, God, to know that I am the light of the world, oh God, not just a light of sorrow of the world, but a light in the world, that I shine in dark places, that he shines in dark places of my life, that he's given me a fruit, he's given me a life source, he's given me when they shock you with the paddles and say, clear, and it's just a reviving, revelation through your body, and it shows, oh God, that you're not dead. It quickens you to another level of understanding. And God said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. And I believe that's what Jeremiah said, yes, 29, verse 10 and 11. He said, thoughts of peace and not evil thoughts, a plan to give you, oh God, an expected end. There is a place in the saints of light where Jesus is told his disciples, he said, quit tripping. He said, y'all don't get messed up and caught up with what the Pharisees and Sadducees are saying and doing, because like you said, it's so sad to see that you see them doing the things that they're not doing for God, but they're stuck on traditional man. Oh God, Jesus, and you have to be careful when you get stuck on traditional man. You don't really know God, Jesus, because he asked them so many times. They wanted to quote the scrolls and quote the word concerning Abraham and Moses. He said, but if you knew the Father, hey, glory to God, and if you knew who they really served, thank you, Jesus, he said, then you wouldn't ask stupid questions. You wouldn't be the stupid way that you are. You wouldn't be stuck in a place in your lifetime. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, I must work the work of my Father while it is day. For, oh God, when night come, no man could work it. So I am a saint. Oh God, I'm an inherited saint of the saints of light. I am in a place where there is life, there is joy, there is peace, there is power. There is a place where nobody can come and pull me out of the hand of my God, of my Father, of my Lord, of my shepherd, of my life giver and my supporter. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of times we get so wrapped up and messed up in what the devil is doing and, oh God, what man is doing on the earth, we forget who God really, really is. Some of us never knew who he really, really was from the beginning, but we just going along because somebody said he was this or somebody said he was that. But I believe God has always revealed himself from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from person to person, from individual to individual. He's always shown himself to be real in one capacity or another of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, there are some things I'm giving you that I'm trying to show you who you are and who I am in you and with you. Just like he told Joel, he said, multitudes and multitudes in the valleys of decision. But don't worry about being in the valley. That's where I work the best at. That's where I work the most at, because when you're in the valley, your mind is in a place where you say, Lord, I can't do anything but depend on you. Thank you, Jesus. So if I know that you can't do anything but depend on me, and I know sometimes, oh God, you're broken and you're disturbed and, oh God, you're troubled on the inside. Sometimes I have to stir up some things around you to make you understand and how to reveal to you that the power of me, the power of God and the source of God is so real and expected to work something different in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, help me. Let me go and read a little bit further. Oh, he said, who, verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins. He said, you once were stuck in a place where you were bound and chained in your mind, and that you were, oh God, Jesus, lack or less of from the things that I told you that you could have or you could do, because you were subject to man, because you were subject to tradition. But because I came and sent my Son to break the chains of bondage and break the chains of man's law. Oh God, he said, what the, oh God, the letter, oh, couldn't do a thing. It was slack. It was slack. It caused you to lie and die and be messed up and falsely accused and falsely accused people. He said, caused you to deceive and be deceived. And there were some things that was in your life that was, oh God, error in any way that you tried to walk upright and do the things of God. But he said, no, there was a hindrance somewhere. There was a stoppage somewhere. There was a blockage somewhere. You know, like people who have heart attacks, you know, he said they have a blocked artery, a blocked vein. It's something that's stopping you somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. But he said, I'm going to show you that I am real in your life. I'm going to show you how, oh God, successful I want your life to be. I'm going to show you how much more that, oh God, I'm confident in you by the faith of the joy which I have for you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. So he said, I'm exposing, oh God, the enemy unto you, and I'm stopping, oh God, the plan of the enemy so you can walk up right before me and fear my name as it was set for you to do in the very beginning. Thank you, Jesus. He said, but it's okay. Thank you, Jesus. He said, oh, God, in verse, what was it, the 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, the verse 14. He said, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and make it known the manifestation of the Savior, oh God, and by the knowledge of Him and us in every place, for we are of God, unto God, a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. Thank you, Jesus. He said, well, you got to understand. The devil comes to try to make you do some things that are against the will of God, but you got to walk up right before God and be right in the sight of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, so you can know the peace of God and know the power of God. I'm trying to send my anointing to help you, to bless you. Oh, God, not to scold you, but to mold you and reshape you and make you into what you were not, but now you're going to be. Oh, Jesus, help me. Oh, God, but then look at here. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and let's see that, oh my, the summation of it. Y'all begin to try to talk to them and show them what it was that God had for them to have and do. Jesus, he said in the 4th chapter, the first verse, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. See, oh God, help me. A lot of times, because we don't feel like God is listening, we don't see God. You know, like I said, we can't trace Him. But we have to trust Him. Oh God, but Jesus, He said, I'm always there. I was there all the time, waiting patiently on you. You weren't waiting on me, thank you, Jesus. I was waiting on you to make a move. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, help me. Let's go a little bit further. He said, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light, there go that light again, of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Oh, Jesus. See, they took no reputation of their own self. Like, Jesus said, I don't, you know, call myself to be, you know, nothing equal or lack of equal quality to my Father, because I am who I am, because that's why I'm here. I'm in the flesh right now trying to show y'all how to live right. Thank you, Jesus. Now, look at what he said, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light, or that light again, to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now look, here it is. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, that we are troubled on every side, yet not in distress. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifested in our body, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death working in us, but life in you. Jesus, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. And we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Look at what he was saying. It was quite affirmed that whatever it was that God had told us that he's going to do, he's very well able to do it and complete it until the coming of Christ Jesus. And even now, God has spent time to put up a God rail around you or God rail around us to let us know that, look, whatever I said is inevitable. It has to happen. It cannot not happen. I've given you the power of life and death in your tongue. I've given you the anointing. I've given you the authority. I've given you the dominion. I've given you the power. I've given you the consciousness to speak those things that be not as though they were, or speak those things that be not as though they are. You have to walk in the power of God. The power of God is real, and getting ready to control everything around you, because Satan is trying his best to block and stop and hinder the saints of God. But God said, no, 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 not so. So you have to learn how to fast. We have to learn how to pray. We have to stay, oh God, in the way of God. Thank you, Jesus. We have to help ourselves to him. You can't last if you don't fast. You can't stay if you don't pray. Thank you, Jesus, especially in the right way. Oh God, he said, if you help yourself to me, I help myself to you. If any man come to me, thank you, Jesus, I was in no wise reject him or push him away. I would in no wise turn him away. He said, behold, he said, as a matter of fact, I stand at the door and I'm boom, 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 boom. I'm knocking. Oh God, he said, if any man hear my, oh God, voice that day, he hear it, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation. Thank you, Jesus. Well, what do you mean, provocation? Well, you know, provocation is the word. If you look it up, he's telling you there is a thing that you already set up in your mind to do. Oh God, I'm going to live holy today, but I'm not going to live holy tomorrow. I'm going to, oh God, cuss you out today, but tomorrow I'll repent about it, and it'll be all right. It's a change that got to be right there, and I'm good. God already know my heart. He know where I am. Jesus, he understand me. Now, even when you don't understand well, you got to understand what the word say. He said, I know your heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. So you have to sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Sanctify your mind. Sanctify your soul. Sanctify your spirit. Sanctify everything about yourself. Be clean before God. Who can stand in the presence of God? David said it like this. He that had clean hands and a pure heart, that's who can stand in the presence and in the pureness of God, in the holiness of God. He said, watch yourself, mark yourself of, oh God, the perfect man, mark his way. Yes, God, his ways are marked by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So if you walk up right before me and fear my name, you'll understand that I am with you. I will be with you. I shall, oh God, be with you. I shall clear the way, make a path in the desert, and make sure everything is yet wet for you, and you will not be in a dry or parched place, that you will always be able to walk upright and do the things that are holy and acceptable in my sight, because I am your Lord, your strength, and your Redeemer. You have to understand that. How can you know that I'm your shepherd and that you said I won't if you never read the scripture, if you never apply yourself to the word, if you never apply yourself to time with God, if you never spend time with God, if you never show forth, oh God, an effort to let God know that he is real, that everything about you is about him and everything is about him is about you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God said, playtime is over. It's not no playtime up, playtime is out. No, playtime is over. He said, I'm over all of that junk that y'all used to do. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm bringing you up and oh, God, trust me enough to know that whatever I speak, it shall be done. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm not slacking, son, of my word or my promises. For the promises of God are sure, and they are yea, yea, hey, hey. Abba, Shia. They are yea and amen. Thank you, God. And the glory of God, thank you, Jesus, it somewhat confuses the enemy and confounds the enemy and confounds your enemies and people that come around, and they look at you and like something about you has changed. You ain't how you used to be, because I know God, I K-N-O-W him now in the power of his peace and the power of his suffering and the power of his fellowship and the power of his might. Because David told me when I was reading my word in Psalm 16, yes, God, verses 11, he said, oh God, he will show me the path of life. And yeah, God, and in his presence, fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasure forevermore. So you, God, my Shatolo Hosea, you may seek it, what you eat, what you want to see, thank you, Jesus, because what you don't understand is God. God, change me. Yes, God, because therefore there is now no condemnation unto them who walk aright before God and fear his name, who walk in God and fear his name. You cannot call me what you thought I used to be, thank you, God, because I've applied myself. I've taken time to know God for who he really is, not just for what he can do for me, thank you, Jesus, because God, truth be told, he gave me the power and authority to call those things into existence that I never knew that existed, thank you, Jesus, but now that my eyes have been opened and now that my heart and mind and my will has been subjected to his, God, I can do the things which Christ has called complaining or murmuring or bickering or griping or fussing or fighting about what I know that's already mine. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? He said he gave me houses and land that I didn't build and didn't labor for. Thank you, Jesus. He gave me vineyards and olive groves that I didn't even plant. Thank you, Jesus. He blessed me in the way. He told me that my children and my children's children and my seed shall be blessed above the nations and among the nations. He told me that I got a father who was Abraham, who was rich in everything. And I, oh God, I am an inheritance of Abraham, and I have the things of Abraham. Thank you, Jesus. And everything about God, thank you, Jesus, is about me, and everything about me that's about God now. And I don't have to wonder, hide and duck and turn my tail between my legs and get somewhere and get out of sight of you because, oh God, I feel ashamed or bashful. I feel some type of way concerning how you're going to think about me. Forget about how you're thinking, thank you, Jesus, because your wicked thinking don't make me do nothing but run to God, oh God, and go a little bit higher, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, because I have the love of Christ dwelling down on the inside. Oh Jesus, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, and I thank God that I can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony. That's why I can easily say that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For you are my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. That's why I can say that in the time of trouble you shall hide me. That's why I can say, Jesus, you are very present help in the time of trouble. I can run to the rock, and I'm righteous enough to know that God allows me to run to him because he knows my name. Thank you, Jesus, because he made me. Oh God, and you can't make me, break me, shake me, or take me into anything that God already did made for me and got for me. Thank you, Jesus, because oh God, because if God be for me, thank you, Jesus, who can be against me? Jesus, he more than the world against me, because what? He called me. Oh God, and because he called me, he know that he loved me and I love him. Oh God, he justified and glorified me. Thank you, Jesus. Now he's magnifying himself through me. Thank you, God, and causing a radiant light to shine in dark places. Yes, God, because I know God in the peace and in the power of the fellowship of his suffering, because I spend the time that he required of me. Yes, God. Oh, God, he said, he that come to me must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And because I diligently seek him, thank you, Jesus, I have all things with him. Yes, God, and not just some things with him. Yeah. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. So, therefore, thank you, Jesus. Oh, if God said it, that settles it. And because I know that it settles it. It's settled in heaven and it's settled on earth. Because he said, whatever I think, whatever I speak, whatever I say on earth, and whatever I establish down here is already established there. Thank you, Jesus. So, therefore, if I knock on the door of God and ask him, Father, I need, Father, I want, Father, will you do? Father, can you do? Shall you? Oh, God, permit and allow me to do this, this, and that. Then he said, yeah, yay, 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 my son, yay, my daughter. It's okay. You can do what you want. Do what you need. Do what you got to get what you got to have. Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I know that all things are working together for my good because I love him and I'm called according to his purpose. God bless you. I love you. And I pray that you pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for you as well. I love you. God bless you. We shall talk and meet again. God bless.